You have got a game today, haven't you, Mater?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We're playing SV Austria Salzburg in a friendly match at 5 p.m. today.
And why?
Well, we're two very similar clubs, us and Austria Salzburg. They were formed out of the Red Bull takeover of their club back in 2006. Many fans felt aggrieved by the way the identity of their club was completely changed by people who had no interest in football, just interest in making money out of the football club. And that's very much how we formed, really. I mean, when the Glazers took over the club in at Manchester United in 2005, we very much agreed that they were only there for their own interests and not for the interests of the fans. So it's two clubs, two very like-minded clubs who are meeting today.
When you first formed, there were quite a few cynics, including one of our pundits, Alan Gowling, who thought it would be a two-minute wonder, and it has been one of the best football stories, certainly locally, of the past decade or more, the rise of FC. How well have they done, your counterparts in Austria?
Well, they've done extremely well. They even last season managed to get to the second tier of Austrian football. They were unfortunately relegated, but considering they'd only been created 10 years previously, to get within one promotion of the top flight is absolutely astonishing. I mean, they are currently in the third tier of Austrian football, and it's a really, really fantastic success story of what they've achieved, considering how they were hounded out of their club. You know, everything was changed at their club, the colours, the identity. And for them to just start something up and get as far as they did, it's fantastic. And we've managed to get four promotions in our history, but that's taken 11 years, and we're still at the sixth level of English football. They managed to get all the way to the second. They've done extremely well.
Now, George, you are in the second tier of non-league football, but you get crowds that are the envy of a lot of league clubs. How are Augsburg doing in terms of supporters?
Well, Salzburg. Their crowds are far higher. I mean, if they started right at the bottom, but their crowds are above average for that level of their level of football in Austria. And it's the same for us. I mean, last week we got over 4,000 at our game against Salford City, which was higher than some league clubs. And there's a lot more people who are attracted to football clubs with a specific philosophy, and they're getting a lot bigger crowds as a result.
Will they bring a few with them then, George?
They sold over 200 tickets about 2 weeks ago. They'd already sold 200 tickets for the game. They're telling us they've brought about 300-400 over, which, considering we've only given them a month's notice that the friendly was happening, is a fantastic amount of away fans. And they were all here last night. We've got a beer festival on for the next... this is day two of a five-day beer festival we've got here on at FC United. And there were a load of Salzburg, about 70 of them were here last night, just enjoying the hospitality. And we're expecting quite a big crowd. And one of their fans is even doing a guitar set in our bar before the game, along with a few other acts as well.
Well, I think it's a brilliant idea, because if you're coming all that way from Salzburg, you can't just come for the 90 minutes. You've got to make a bit of a do of it, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a few Euro aways ourselves at FC United. A lot of clubs have invited us over to play then in friendlies, such as St. Pauli and Jurgen Gardens in Stockholm. We even went to Detroit in May. We were invited over to Detroit, and about 50 to 100 of our fans went over there. And they always make a big weekend of it, and the Salzburg lads are doing the same thing. They're really enjoying Manchester right now.
So in terms of today's friendly, can you pay on the gate?
You can. It's £9 in. You can pay on the gate. It kicks off at 5 o'clock. The direct flights from Salzburg are the only ones this weekend. That they're not landing until about 1:30 and 3:30. So we decided to move the kickoff to suit the fans instead of... you know, generally kickoffs get moved to suit TV companies, but we moved it in order to accommodate our away fans. So,
Power to your elbow, Joss. That's a great idea. And in terms of your beer festival, a few ears will have pricked up at that. Again, it's still got a couple of days to run, did you say?
Yes, it's on till Tuesday, if there's any left by Tuesday. We're open today, we're open tomorrow, 1 till 6 tomorrow, I believe it is. Monday and Tuesday, we're open 7 p.m. till midnight. We've got a game on Tuesday as well. We're playing West Didsbury and Charlton in the Manchester Premier Cup semi-final. So if there's any beer left, we'll be putting it on there. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be quite a long festival.
Top man, George. I hope it's a roaring success for you, matey.
All right, and can I just wish Merry Christmas next year for Aaron Gowling as well. Thanks very much.
He has apologised on several occasions, George. You have to accept the apology.
We love reminding him. He still gets Christmas cards to this day, I believe. So you can pass that on. That'd be great.
I will.